Hey guys!
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. And today, we have a very exciting topic. I'm so excited that our April theme is all about being personal, because it's been a long time since we've done, like, I'd say more of like a true, like, deep, real talk type of episode. I mean, besides co-host interviews, like, those felt very, like, authentic and more personal. Whoa. Very personal. But, like, before then, I feel like it's just, like, been a long time since we've really done something more, like, kind of what we did, like, OG Likewise, like, when we first started. I feel like we did a lot more episodes like this, with more, like, personal topics.
Yeah, we were just trying to find, like, our footing and figure out our place in the podcasting world, and so we're like, oh my gosh, what if we just did deep talks every week, and then we can figure out what else to talk about, so we're back.
We're back. Back with the deep talks.
We're back again. you know, I'm excited for this. I think it'll be good, a good talk, and just, because, like, this isn't something that, like, we talk about on the regular with each other, mm-mm. So... I'm excited to see what Sam has to say. But yeah, so as always, we're going to start off with our roses and thorns for the week. So Sam, what are yours?
Okay, so my thorn is that I need to get out of my reading slump, like, stat, like, ASAP, because it's been going on for too long. I kid you not, I used to be 4 books ahead on my Goodreads goal for the year, and now I'm 1 book ahead. So, like, it's about to turn over and I'm not going to be ahead anymore, which is fine. Like, being on track is fine. But, like, if I don't get out of this reading slump, like, this has to be the only one I'm going to have the whole year, because I need to be on track or ahead at all times. So, yeah. But I think my arc will save me, because also Issa's already finished it and she loved it. So,
oh yeah, it was so good.
So I feel like I just know that it will save me, it'll bring me out of my slump. There's so many books I want to read. Like, I got so many new releases recently and I want to read all of them so bad, but I have a very small window that I can read them before then my next round of, like, arcs come through. So scary. My rose is that I got a new bed and it is very comfy. But I'm also not sleeping the best because I'm still trying to adjust to it. Like, I'm not someone who ever sleeps well in, like, hotels or anything, or, like, first night anywhere. So, like, trying to start sleeping in my new bed has just been a little rough. But, because that became a little bit of a thorn, I have another rose. And I have some fun plans on my release day next week with some of my coworkers to celebrate. So we're, like, doing little appetizers after work at this place called Fire, which is super fun because, you know, my book title is Eyes of Ice, Heart of Fire.
Oh my gosh, wait, yes. I was like, I don't know why that's fun, but cool.
Yeah, it's like Fire, it's spelled like F-Y-R-E. Also, not me just, like, airing out when I'm gonna be at this place. Fire Festival, basically. So yeah,
everyone's invited to Sam's Fire
yeah,
Festival.
Just show up. So we're gonna go and do that right after work. Just have a little appetizer, and I'm trying to get, like, them to dress up with me, like, make it a whole, like, fire and ice themed day. Like, we do some special stuff. I don't know. So yeah, that's my rose.
You know what you should also do with your friends? Have a Likewise listening party to your Likewise. Wait, I almost said mini. To your co-host interview.
Oh, that's so fun.
Be like, guys, listen to me. Listen to my podcast with me.
Yeah. I just make them listen to it.
Sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on with me today, but earlier was not having it. And right now, I don't know, something, maybe it was the eggs. I just had some eggs and I'm eating a pickle now too. Well, I actually just finished a pickle, but I have another one. Anyways, my thorn. Okay, guys. Trigger warning if you don't want to hear about lady things. I started my period and my back hurts so bad. Hashtag girlhood. Okay, and my rose is that my sister is a reader girl now, which is crazy. Like, she was even more against reading than I was before I started reading. Not that I was, like, against reading, but I was just like, it's so much more efficient to watch TV or a movie because I get all that information, or, like, almost all that information from book in a fraction of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But now I know the benefits of practicing your literacy. And apparently she does too. And so now I'm trying to figure out how to get her to read ACOTAR. So if anyone has any suggestions, because she's like, very weird. And also, like, Fourth Wing, I'm like, has dragons. She's like, that's weird. I'm like, there's romance. Like, I even tried telling her that ACOTAR is, like, loose retelling of Beauty and the Beast, and she's like, not about it. I'm like, I don't know what to do. So, wow, that kind of turned into a thorn. Rose, arcs are great. And now I'm reading Bright Young Women. In between having to read ebooks again, because, like, the last physical book I read was in February. Like, wow. That's so long ago. I counted it yesterday. Like, there's, like, 7 or 8 books I read or listened to online, not physical.
Wait, I guess I'm the same. The last physical I read was also February, because I only read one book in March.
Oh. I think I read 2. One at the beginning, one at the end.
Or 2. Yeah, one might have crossed, like, right into the beginning of the month. But
I think, I'm pretty sure it was 2. It might have been 3. I don't know. But all I know is, like, I was doing great through February. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm reading so much. Like, hello, 30. No, we're not 30, flirty, and thriving right now. We are 17 and almost legal.
Yeah, I think I'm still at 14 or 15. And, like,
yeah,
some of those are, like, not that they don't count, because they definitely still count. But, like, I know one of them was, like, a really short poetry book, like, on ebook. Like, it might have only been, like, 40 pages. So.
Oh, you know, I'm so excited to mark off I Survived Heart of Fire on Goodreads.
Towards your goal. It's only 115 yes. pages, so.
Basically a novella, yeah. So it counts.
So it counts.
Can't wait for the day I eventually read Galatea by Madeline Miller, because that's like 40 pages or whatever.
That's so fun.
Oh my gosh.
Amazing. Well.
Okay, yeah, sorry. I took us like way out.
No, not even know. So good. So our topic this week is something that I'd say our experience now, this is so fun because in the last 2 years post-grad, I feel like we have a little bit different of an outlook on just like social life as a whole versus like how we felt in college. But I do know that Issa and I both had some of this like trickling into our college lives as well. So just kind of like talking about social life and habits and just like kind of all about being like a homebody and like the pressure to go out, all kinds of things. There's a lot of stuff to this topic, but it all comes down to the fact that we're kind of homebodies.
Yep. Or, as I like to call it, a lazy extrovert.
Yeah, like Issa was saying in her co-host interview, how she, like, loves being an extrovert, but, like, basically is a homebody because, like, just the thought of the, like, time and effort to, like, fully, like, get ready to go out is just, like, annoying. Yeah,
I cannot be bothered. Like, and it's not that I don't mind last-minute plans. Like, I really don't. But at the same time, I'm like, can we plan this out, like, a couple days ahead? It's fine to do that. But it was so funny because on Thursdays we record and then I go and have my soccer games, right? And last Thursday we recorded and had my soccer game right after. And like literally after this conversation about being like a lazy extrovert and like just can't be bothered to like actually get ready and go out. But once I'm out, I'm like, oh, this is so fun. I had my soccer game and they're all like, okay, so let's all go get drinks at this place 2 minutes away. I was like, no, I'm going home. All I want to do is shower and get in bed. Like, and it was, I've gone out with them a couple times before, like just like that. But usually I'm like, no. But I was like, wow, this is so funny. I should have talked about this on the pod, but now I am. here we are, full circle moment, guys.
That's funny. And I feel like we might actually somewhat get into something more related to that kind of situation, and just like almost those like boundaries and like protecting your time and that kind of stuff later into the episode. But we're gonna start light and fun with just, obviously, like we said, we're homebodies. I don't know, it relates to social life so much, and just like how it can quickly become unhealthy, because we just get like so used to our homebody ways. And like, while being a homebody's not unhealthy, obviously it can be, because you can fall into it a little too much, to where you're isolating yourself from your community and not be getting like that social interaction and like, I don't know, healthy balance to your life. Because having a community and having like social, like, I don't know, social interaction is very important for like keeping you very like mentally healthy. So we thought we would talk a little bit first about just how to be a socially healthy homebody, is what we're going to call it. And the first one, the first point on how to do that is to interact with your online community, and just like, you know, that could be anything. Like, you could engage with your favorite podcasters like us, like be part of their convo, listen to their episodes, respond to polls, like message them, all those things. Just be part of the conversation. Yeah. And I don't know, that's something I try to do. Like, I try to engage with the people around me online, just in my community, because while being online a lot, I feel kind of chronically online. I also just have noticed, like, I have so many genuine friends, and like, I have a lot of genuine conversations with them through the phone. Even people I do know in real life that I just don't live close enough to see. And so I just found that that's important to me, whether it's just like on FaceTime, kind of like how Issa and I call every week, or like watching somebody on live, having a conversation over DMs. Like, I just depend so much on that online community, and it helps me feel like healthy in being somebody who's just like at home a lot. Like, I feel like me being at home on a Friday night or Saturday night or something, and like watching my friends live for an hour and like being part of it, being present, having a conversation, and then like DMing and stuff, like, I feel like that is just as socially healthy as if I were to, like, I don't know, go out to the bars with people from work. Like, it's honestly more healthy.
You're right. I mean, I think I've like really noticed that for myself too. I mean, it helps that we share an account, and that like we have like conversations with people all over the place all the time. And we were talking about this a couple weeks ago, just how like, I think it was in like WestPod is canceled. LOL. LOL, everyone who fell for it.
No.
Okay, well, never mind then. Just LOL at us then. Embarrassing. But yeah, we have built genuine friendships, and like, it's so funny, like, following people that we meet on Instagram, on other platforms, like on TikTok. I am not on TikTok very much anymore, and so like, I'm trying to get back into TikTok because it's so fun, but especially because other people are sending me stuff. I'm like, shoot, I don't want them to think that this like friendship is one-sided. So I'm like, shoot, okay, now I have to like look for something funny to send them back. Otherwise this is just gonna be awkward. But I think that's like so sweet and special about the day and age that we're living in now. It's like, we do have all these avenues, we do have all of these ways to be in touch with one another, like whether it's physically or not. Like, we've met so many people from not just all over the country, but like actually all over the world, which is kind of crazy to think about. But have built genuine connections with people from all different kinds of backgrounds and cultures and stuff. And I think it's really cool that we are allowed this space, like, not just as like in the podcasting community and the bookish community, but like just like the internet space, that we're allowed the space to like build those connections and have those relationships, and then that it is so genuine and so like real and authentic. I'm just using synonyms now. but like that it is so real, and that like it feels real not only like on our end but on the other person's end as well, which I feel like mm-hmm. I struggle with a lot, because I'm like, shoot, I really hope that these people like me as much as I like them. Like, even in my relationship with Sam, I'm like, oh my gosh, I hope she's not getting annoyed with me like blowing up her phone all the time, like while she's asleep or while she's at work. I'm like, oh, like all the things. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm coming on too strong. Like 5 years of friendship, I'm like, oh, coming on too strong with Sam. Gotta rein it back. Or yeah, reel it 6 years. That's crazy. Yeah. But I'm like, no, I don't know. It's just, it's, I feel like we'd kind of sense that, like, you know, people like pulling away or not responding as often or mm-hmm. not responding at all. I don't know. It's just, I feel like it's really easy to tell when something is like genuine like that when you meet strangers online mm-hmm. versus meeting a stranger in person and then trying to tell that way. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. And like, I was also thinking about it. A conversation I had recently, I was talking about how I exist so much online to the point where like it is my true source of like social interaction and friendships. Like, I mean, I have a lot of social interaction at work, obviously, and I have friendships at work, but like the amount that I have online is so much more and like usually more meaningful than like my day-to-day in-person interactions. And like that's hard for me because I'm like, part of it is this newer community of like only friends like I know through the internet, and the other part of it is people that have been my friends my whole life, and our only form of connection is the internet now, just because of like how life works. And so it just like, it almost like sometimes it sucks to feel like you're reduced to that, but like also you can like really use it in like the best way possible and be like very active and still find like that meaningful connection with the people in your life, even when you are reduced to like the internet is your only way of like seeing them and talking to them. But the other thing about that is that I spend so much time online because of that. Like, it's not just like, oh, I'm addicted to my phone or I love doom scrolling. Like, I do love to doom scroll on TikTok, but I think why I spend so much time on these platforms is because like I want to see what everybody's posting. I want to watch all your stories of you talking so that if it's something I want to talk to you about, I'll respond. Or like, you know, I just don't it's not that I don't want to miss what you're posting, like, yes, but also, like, I just love being present and engaged in all these different conversations that I just, like, always want to be online. But it is very important to take some time offline and, like, get in touch with the present and maybe have some other hobbies at home, like, things you do that aren't just being on your phone. Because, like, usually when I'm like, oh, like, I'm just having, like, a nice little home buddy night, like, it's just me on Instagram or something, and instead it could be like me in bed with a book or something.
Yeah. Total side note. I love when people story time on their stories. Usually me it's too. On close friends, and so we've been seeing a lot more of those. So thanks for adding to close friends. But then I always forget to like go back and watch things that Sam's already watched, or I'll watch things that she hasn't, and then I'm like, oh, what if she misses part of this? Or, like, I miss something. Oh, if it's, like, someone's close friends. I get confused. Yeah. So then sometimes, like, I'll, like, be able to see it, like, on my main or, like, my personal.
Me too, yeah.
But anyways, I want to do that more, but I'm like, I don't have anything to talk about. But sometimes when I say things, people respond, I'm like, that's actually so funny. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it this way. Or, like, not like I didn't mean this way. But, like, I didn't. People usually. Okay, anyway. People usually agree with me when I say things. Like, I feel like people disagreed, they wouldn't respond.
Yeah.
Anyways, it's that made me sound so big-headed. People usually agree with me when I say things. Oh my gosh. No, I just meant like when people respond like to like my story time stories or like when I'm talking on the stories, they're usually like, "Oh my gosh, yes. Blah 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 blah, blah whatever." That's what I meant. Not like people usually agree. Okay, sorry, that was like such a tangent. Yeah, I've really noticed myself like from having read so many ebooks lately. Like, I read I don't even remember the last. Okay, this is gonna sound so bad. The last, like, they're all real books, but like the last real book, or like published book, that's what it is, not real book. Sorry, guys. I don't remember the last time, because all of my books I feel like I've been reading lately are ARCs, and I'm so grateful. But I also, they're all ebooks, which is more than fine. But my eyes are so tired, and I cannot for the life of me find my glasses. So I've been struggling the past couple weeks, and I've also been in a book slump. But I think I'm getting kind of out of it. But I'm also such a mood reader, and I don't really know what I'm in the mood for. And so reading Bright Young Women, I'm like, ah, because it's like a big book to like digest and like take in, since it was like loosely based on Ted Bundy. And I'm sorry, I don't know what's happening to me. But anyways, yeah, like Sam was saying, it's so important to like give yourself like a brain break, or give yourself an eye break, like from just scrolling. And yeah, doom scrolling, so much fun. We love it. We love finding the funny TikToks. We love sending them. We love being in touch with our friends that we either don't see or don't talk with on the use. But it's also so important to be taking care of ourselves and not do that all the time, because I'm chronically online too. And it's because I would love to, okay, I am gonna play the blame game a little bit. People send me so much stuff.
Yeah.
But then I get overwhelmed, so I don't check it for days. Like, actually, I have a group chat that I have not opened in probably so long. Actually, I did open it yesterday. But before that, it was like 4 or 5 days that I didn't open. So there were so many reels that like I missed on Instagram. And I'm just like, I cannot be bothered to like go back. I'm so sorry. But then I had to like still send stuff in there. And then like, I just have to mentally prepare myself for some people. And sorry, I don't know where I was going with this. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it's just, it's, I think that's probably where, why I'm, I don't know, kind of crazy right now, is because like I've just been online for forever, like just been on my phone, like even reading on my phone. I'm like, I have not had a break on my phone. So my screen time is always so high because I'm always on my phone. But I'm like, oh, I want to talk to people. But then I'm like, ah, I shouldn't.
That's so funny. No, I get that though, because like I'll get like a headache or something, and it like could totally be unrelated, like not even like a screen time type of like eye strain thing. And then like I obviously like can't let it get better, because then I'm still like on screens, but I'm like, I don't have anything else to do. Or like I'm trying to DM people, or I'm trying to write, or I'm trying to like do this. So it's just like a weird cycle, and it's very easy to just get sucked in. I'm like, I don't know, let's just take a little break and give your eyes some rest, give your mind some rest, and like pick up some like, not like mindless hobby, but like, because like kind of have to think when you like crochet or knit or something, but like maybe something that's like stimulating like that. And you can like put on like music or an audiobook or a podcast, and like, so you still feel like you're like being like, I don't know, engaged in something without being on a screen. Okay.
Yeah, go out, join an adult rec sport team.
Yeah. join a soccer league. You can make
real life friends that way.
Yeah, you can.
Take notes from Issa. You can make real life friends in the real world. Get offline.
That's so funny.
That's my commercial.
Okay, another place that you could have like real life friendships is at work. Like I mentioned, like you might have friends or just people you sit by in your cubicle, whatever. I don't know your work environment. I know mine. but like, I don't know, just like your day to day, like the convos you have at work. Like, I feel like, so if you're like a homebody or something and you like don't want to go out like on the weekends, like you're doing all this stuff, like you don't really want to have plans, like you want to protect your weekend time and like personal time, all that, then maybe on the regular, like weekly, your main social life is at work, hypothetically. Like I'm thinking about myself, like that's me. And so thinking about like the conversations you're having at work, like it will benefit you so much to try to stay like not so surface level and like try to have meaningful conversations with the people around you instead of just like if they ask you how you're doing, say, oh, good, how are you? And like, I'm not suggesting that you start trauma dumping on your coworkers. There's definitely time and place. Like, I know me and my coworkers, we've trauma dumped together, but it's because like I have two like really good friends that I work with, and like it's just like very situational. But like, have more real conversations, like recap your weekends, like recommend like places to eat, like ask more about like their family. Like, I work with a lot of people who like sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh, I never ask them about their family, and like I forget they're like married and have kids and all this stuff. And like, so recently I was talking to like one of my coworkers because her daughter just started like getting a little more into reading, and so we were like talking about like books and like about like YA books and stuff because like she's young. And so like that was so fun. And then we talked about books we were reading, and then she like passed me a book to like borrow. It's like on my desk. And so like, I don't know, just having more real conversations other than just like, how are you doing? I'm doing good. Because if your work is the only place you're like having social interactions with people throughout the week, then like maybe try to make them a little more meaningful and not just like so surface level, because like you won't like get anything from that. Like, that will not be fueling your social life and like helping you like charge up and feel like a person. Like, I feel like that's what happens to me. Like, if I go into a time where I'm like more isolating myself and I'm not really interacting with people around me at work, then I get to the end of the week and like the weekend and I'm just like rotting because I feel so like unfulfilled.
Yeah. I surprisingly have made some really, really good friends like at work. And my work and Sam's work, very different places. First of all, I'm part-time. Second of all, what was I gonna say? Oh, like, sorry. Like, mine, we're not at desks. It's very dynamic. Like, we're always on the move. We're always doing something. Like, and yeah, because it's part-time, like if I were full-time, like I would have a desk and all those things and do more stuff behind the scenes and whatever, blah blah blah. But I digress. Like, I've made some really good friends, and actually I'm gonna PBR with them next week, one of which is a former sorority sister. Huh, so fun. But like, it's, I don't know, like I'm actually very genuinely surprised by how good of friendships like I have made through work, like just being at Sounders for however long I've been there now, like a year and a half or whatever. But it has been so fun, and like I do feel so fulfilled when I'm talking with them and like get to have like a recap conversations, because one of my like my best friend at Sounders she goes somewhere like almost every week or something, I don't know. She said that the longest time she's home, the longest consecutive time that she's home this year is 12 weeks. And like, oh my gosh, like she's on a trip to this other place all the time, and then when she comes back she just gives me a recap of how the trip went, and she's got kind of a boy over there. I'm like, oh my gosh, no, I'm not letting you move there, blah blah blah. Like, so we're trying to figure out how to get her to marry Chase Rice. But no, it really, it is so much more fun to like have these kinds of conversations. Like, there might not be like so super deep and stuff, but it's more meaningful than just a, hey, how you doing? Like, oh yeah, like how was your week? It was great. It was good. Cool. Good talk. Bye. You know, and like making those friendships, having those relationships at any place you're at, like whether it's work or whether it's like a volunteering thing or it's a class or, you know, whatever, like it, that can make a world of a difference in how your experience with whatever you're doing goes. And so like, there's so many studies about people and like doing life alone and versus being in relationship or being in communion with people and blah, 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 like communities. And basically all these studies show life is not meant to be lived alone. Life is not meant to be done alone. So like, there's so much value. There's so much meaning in community. And so I highly recommend finding community, yeah, making community wherever you can.
No, exactly. I like what you said too about how, like, you don't know what kind of difference, like, it could make, because, like, I think about myself and I'm like, yeah, like, it does make a huge difference if you're able to build a community like this in your, like, daily spaces, like work, because I'm someone who, I'm living in a town where I move back. Okay, I don't know anybody except, like, my two, like, bosses and my boyfriend, like, and his roommate at the time. You know, it was like, what does that do for me? I move back to a town. I know four people. Like, what am I doing in the snowstorm? What am I doing, like, when these other things happen? Like, who am I talking to? Like, being at work and, like, being able to have those good relationships with people does change your entire life. Because, like, for me, it's like, oh, now I have all these people that, like, interact with me. Or, like, I consider myself friends with. Or, like, I don't know, it just cultivates, like, an environment where you are comfortable, like, sharing deeper things about your life with each other. Like, me and some of my coworkers, obviously, like I said, like, we've traumatized them. Like, we've, like, talked about some really deep things, like, health problems and just, like, life things. Like, I know random things about some of my coworkers. Or, like, oh, I have their, like, parent in my contacts on my phone because, like, I took them to get their wisdom teeth out and took care of them afterwards. Or, like, you know, like, there's just, like, little things like that where it's, like, it does make such a difference to, like, have these good relationships with people at work. Because, like, as much as it's, like, helping you and your, like, social life, it's also helping them. And maybe somebody else is in that, like, position where, like me, where they're living in somewhere completely different and don't have anybody in their corner. Like, I've had friends realize, like, oh my gosh, if something happens to me, like, nobody's gonna know until, like, the morning and I don't show up at work, and then, like, my emergency contacts are getting called or, like, something. And so, like, that's just very intriguing to think about. So it is so, so beneficial to have, like, an in real life community as much as it is beneficial to have, like, that online community. Both are so good for you in different ways, which sometimes your community, I don't know, put some pressure on you.
Oh.
Sometimes your community, like, just, like, I don't know, makes you feel a certain kind of way. Because, like, especially, like, being a home buddy, if you have, like, if a lot of people in your community are very much not home buddies and love to be constantly, like, out on the town, like, going out. Like, I'm just thinking about being in college, like, people wanting to go out, like, Wednesday, mm-hmm. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, like, every single day. And, like, when you're somebody who is more of a home buddy and you don't want to be doing that, like, more often than not, like, you're the odd one out. Like, when you're the person who wants to say no to plans in, like, your early 20s and in college, like, you're the odd one out. Like, you're seen as the bad friend because you don't want to go out every single day. Which is just, like, not fun. So, I don't know. We figured we would also talk a little bit just about, like, like, college experience and adulthood experience of, like, just having that pressure to go out and, like, how to just kind of navigate that and where it comes from, like, FOMO and things.
Yeah. I will say, like, I have been on both sides of this a lot. Like, in college, especially freshman year, it's the first time you're really on your own. It's the first time you're experiencing life outside of your house, outside of your parents, and just being really independent and being your own person, really, like, most people's first time. And yeah, there's just so much pressure to go out, like, whether it's from your friends or not. Like, there's just pressure to go out because, oh, you're in college, that's what you're supposed to do, right? And okay, actually, I'll tell this really funny story. So my roommate and I, I don't remember exactly when it was. I think it was probably, like, sometime in the middle of the year, or towards the end. Yeah, I can't remember. Sorry, guys. But basically, she was laying in bed, and she didn't want to go out. And I was like, no, you have to. And she's like, no, I'm going to lay in bed, and I just want to, like, not go anywhere, do anything. I'm like, oh no, but it'd be so much more fun with you. She was not gonna go. Then her phone falls. She goes, and our beds are lofted. She goes, Issa, can you give me my phone? I was like, yeah, let me grab that. Why don't I? So I grab it and put it on my dresser across the room, like all of, like 4 feet away from her side of the room, maybe if that. And she's like, no, Issa. I was like, girl, listen, if you want your phone, you have to come get it. And then she got up and she's like, okay, well, now I might as well go out. I'm like, yes. Anyways. And I mean, later she did say, you know what, Issa, glad you made me go out. Like, it was fun, blah, blah, blah. But moral of the story is don't do that. Don't.
Right. Like, don't, like,
Don't force people to pressure. Go out. Don't, like, pressure. Yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, it's fun. It's a funny memory and stuff. But, like, I do feel bad about it. I mean, luckily it is something that we can laugh about now and that we're like, oh my gosh, yeah, it's so funny. Ha, 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 ha. Just good friends and roommates. But at the same time, like, I do realize that, like, I made a choice for her instead of just being okay with her choice. And I think, like, I've learned a lot since then. Like, I don't do that. I'm just like, ah, go out, or like, don't, or what, you know. And I don't know, I don't really go out that much. Like, if I go out, quote, go out, I'm literally just going to my friend's apartments and like we're hanging out and playing games. And I'm like, this is plenty fun for me. Like, I don't, bars are not my favorite place to be, and I'm just like, I'm gonna go and like pay to be somewhere, might as well be at like a concert. Like, yeah. I don't want to pay a cover fee to get into a bar.
Right. Yeah, I feel like, I don't know, I have a lot of FOMO, for sure. Like, if I'm, like, invited to something, or, like, even if I don't really want to go out, but people are going out, and I said not to go, like, I do definitely have that FOMO, to where, like, now, like, if people want to do something, I'm like, maybe I'll go for, like, a little bit, or whatnot, or I'll still go to certain things, even if I don't really want to, just because of that FOMO. But I think in college, a lot of it for me was not always FOMO, and it was, like, more just, like, the fear of being judged. Like, I didn't want my friends to think I was, like, boring, or to stop inviting me to things just because I said no, like, once or twice. Because, like, that does happen. Like, and at the end of the day, like, if they're gonna stop inviting you out because you said no once or twice, like, then they're not the friend for you. But like,
yeah,
it just hurts sometimes, so when it's true. Like, I only said no because like I don't want to go out on like a Wednesday or something if I have like an early class on Thursday, like, you know. And then it's like, oh, never. So now they don't even want me to come out with them on Saturdays when I would be more down to go out, or, you know, little things like that. Or like not going to like certain random like events. Like, when you're in, like, a sorority or, like, in Greek life, like, people being like, oh, like, are you going out? And I'm like, well, no, because, like, I'm not going to, like, the date dash or whatever. Like, these people are going to a date dash. Maybe it's a different chapter. And I'm like, I'm not going. And they're like, well, you can still come out afterwards, or, like, meet us here. And I'm like, I'm not meeting you nowhere. Like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to be in bed by then, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There was just like always little things, and there's just so much pressure in college just for the sake of being in college. And I don't know. I did not go out that much. Like, probably the most of me going out was freshman year. And like a little bit sophomore year, just like living in the sorority house. But like, I don't know. Like, even once I was 21, I went to the bars in our college town, like, 3 times. Like,
yeah.
And I only went to like one. It was like random, like, oh, open to close, boom, went there.
Yeah, I mean, I think especially like senior year I didn't have a car until like October, or yeah, until like second, like halfway through October, and which doesn't sound like a long time. Like, we started in August, so that's like only 2 months without a car. But when you're in the moment, it feels like forever. And so like, I didn't have a car, and like, I didn't want to have to like deal with parking on the row, or like parking around and like paying for parking and blah blah, blah, all the things, once I finally did get a car. But I was just like, I'm not gonna walk up to Greek Row just to go out. Like, I'm not gonna go like walk to the bars and just to walk back and stuff. Like, I was like, I'm not about that. Like, I don't want to do that. And so, like, I spent many an evening at Sam's apartment. Like, sometimes she would come over to mine, but usually I would go over to hers because her and her roommate were making dinner. I was like,
oh, all right,
you want me over? Sure, twist my arm. I'll eat your food.
You're like, Aunt won't pick me up too? I'm just
No, literally. And so I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I would love to. I'm like, cool, thanks. Actually, I don't think I think I might have asked for a ride from you maybe a couple times. Usually you're like, I can get you in blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's like me wanting awesome. To hang out. It's amazing. Me like, thank can you. I come get you? Can I come get you?
No, I was like, yes, please. I actually don't want to sweat on my way over. Even though it is the dead of winter, I will be sweating if I walk.
Right.
No, remember that one time when we did walk from my apartment to yours?
Yes! Like, why it's did we do that? Why did we do that? Oh my gosh, I literally have no idea. Rough.
And then, did we have to walk back to mine to get your car or something?
Yes! I think something like that happened. Like, I just remember it was, like, so much unnecessary walking. And we were also, like, carrying, like, stuff. Like, yeah. I think it was our stuff to record.
Yeah, I don't know why we didn't try.
Yeah, I'm a little confused too.
Okay, unrelated story, but like a little related. Well, okay, actually not at all. I just want to tell it. Senior year, like my roommate threw me a surprise party, but I'm actually going to out the secret that I did know about it. And so when I got back to the apartment from like whatever I was doing, I can't remember like why I was gone. All of the parking spots around our apartment were taken. And so I had nowhere to park. So I had to go around, like, at my own apartment. I was like, this is so rude. And literally, if people wanted this to be a surprise, they shouldn't have their cars so that, like, I know whose cars is who. Like, hello? So I was really annoyed by that. I'm still a little annoyed.
Also, but, like, wait, I was not fun. At the surprise party.
Yeah, no, you weren't. Because, like, you knew that I knew about it. And because, like, my roommate, like, she couldn't. Right. She's like, Issa, I can't keep this in anymore. I'm throwing you a surprise party on Friday. I was like, okay. Because I was leaving that weekend. Oh, it was on Thursday because I was leaving on Friday.
More lore. Remember more. That's so funny.
Yeah, Sam did not show up to my birthday party. I did not. Because she actually hated me. She's like, how can I end this podcast?
How do I end this?
Oh my gosh. Wow, like, that actually goes along with the... with the topic, she was like, oh, I don't want to feel pressured, so I'm not going to be pressured to go. So she didn't go.
So I didn't go.
Even though she should have felt the pressure to go.
For real. I feel like there was probably also, like, less of, like, not that this should matter at all. Like, I'm not justifying this. But I'm like, I feel like there was also maybe, like, less of, like, our, like, friend group. And more of, like, people I didn't really know.
Yeah, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. Things were weird back then. Like, there was just, like, different.
Yeah, I think also, like, yeah, like, there was enough people. Like, it was fine. It worked out.
So funny.
I'm not butthurt about it. Don't worry. I'm butthurt about people taking up parking spots.
Yeah, that's so rude. Oh my gosh.
Literally, I was like, hello. Whatever. But, yeah.
So, yeah. Definitely, like, face the pressure, like, don't be afraid to say no to, like, going out, and, like, nobody should, like, they're not a good friend if they're making you feel, like, bad about not going out, you know? Like, I mean, sure, like, fun and games in a playful way, it's fun, whatever, but I mean, like, for real. Like, like, if they're, yeah, like, really, really mad at you, like, that's just, like, not a reason to be mad at someone. Because you never know, like, why. Like, even if it's, like, not homework and all the stuff, like, maybe you don't really want to go out because, like, you don't really want to, like, drink. But, like, binge drinking is so normalized in college. And, like, you're
not an alcoholic till you graduate.
Huh? Huh? Wrong.
Absolutely not. Yeah. I feel like in adulthood, it's so much easier to say, no, I don't want to go out. But, like, simultaneously, it's a little bit harder because it's like, oh, but like now we can go out to bars and get like beer for $2 or something, you know, like,
yeah,
now we can like hang out as like real adult friends. And it's like, oh shoot, if I don't go out, like, are they gonna think that, like, I don't want to be friends with them? Or are they gonna think that, like, XYZ? Or do they not want to be friends with me because I don't go out? And, like, if I don't go out,
right,
and they
am
don't
I
want
not
to be friends with me,
invited
do I really want
again?
To be friends with them? Like, all the things. It's like, yeah. And so something I've found, actually, I don't know if it works or not, but I don't know, people still invite me. I'm like, oh my gosh, thank you so much for inviting me, but not this time. Or, like, you know, I always say thanks for inviting me. So then hopefully they're like, oh, she wants to be invited.
Yeah. No, that it is important to say that, or, like, make it clear, like, oh, I would want to if XYZ or whatever. Because, yeah, like, in adulthood, it's less clear when the next opportunity will be. Because, like, in college, yeah, it's, like, a routine. Like, you know what days people are go out. You know where the parties are going to be. You know all this stuff. But in, like, adulthood, it's, like, not every weekend. Maybe it is for some people, but, like, it's not, like, every weekend that, like, people are, like, drinks at this place, like, want to go out. Or, like, I mean, for me, it's usually work situations where, like, people are, like, sometimes it's more sporadic where it's, like, want to just go get drinks right after work. And it's kind of one of those things where it's, like, either, yes, I'm down canceling everything, or, like, no, I actually need to get started on making this dinner or whatever. Like, I have things planned already. So just kind of having that, like, boundary. But in adult life, it is kind of weird because it's, like, you never know when the next opportunity is, or, like, what the next thing they'd ask you to go to is. And even if it's not, like, going out to, like, drink or anything, like, maybe going to, like, a movie, like, that's coming out. And even if they do invite you, you could even say, like, oh, I would be able to go if we went on this day or whatever. Or maybe we could do something else on this day since I can't go to this. Like, offering an alternative, like, something you would want to do or be able to do is also, like, a good solution there.
Yeah, that's so good, offering the alternative. Because it's like, no, oh my gosh. So, like, a silly example, but, like, not related to this at all. But a silly example is, for some reason, the month of May for Legwise, so busy. And what is Issa also during, like, these next, like, 3 weeks? So freaking
so
busy.
Busy.
And so Sam and I, we were, like, talking about, like, all these days. We're like, okay, so when are we going to record, like, this episode? When are we going to record that one? And then what about with this person? And so I'm like, I have no idea. But, like, I was also like, okay, well, I'm busy this day, but we could do something this day. You know, just, like, it's so important to offer alternatives or offer, like, other things, or, like, try to find solutions if, this is going to sound bad, if you're the one who's the problem. Like, not like, I don't mean the problem, like, in that way, but, like, scheduling wise, I'm the problem. Issa is the problem because I have so many things going on. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, Sam. Like, you're so available. And for some reason, I'm not. So, like, I'm the issue. And, like, I'm not saying you're the problem if you don't want to go out. I'm not saying you're the problem if you can't go out or whatever. But, like, that's just, for lack of a better term, okay?
Right. Like, just, like, you maybe have more responsibility to offer a new solution.
Yes, that's the one.
Because, like, why would the, like, other person want to keep asking, like, are you, okay, how about this day? How about this day? How about this day? Or what about the next this day? Like, making them offer up every free moment of their schedule instead of just being, like, this is the time I could, you know?
Yeah, it's, like, people also want to feel wanted. And so if, like, if I'm continuously being shut down, like, if I'm offering, like, all these, if Sam is, like, offering all these days to record, I'm like, no, I'm busy that day. And she's like, okay, well, what about the day after that? And I'm like, no, I'm also busy that day. She's like, okay, well, what about the other one? I'm like, well, I probably could, but I think I'm going to be really tired from doing this, like, all during the day. So probably not that day either. And then she'll be like, okay, so Likewise is dead. I'll be like,
sure.
Oh, well,
you never,
like,
asked me about this
wanted
day.
Yeah, no. Yeah, Sam, actually, you really should have asked me about, like, the day after that, because then I was free. But, like, it's just, if people don't feel wanted, they're not gonna feel, like, the desire to, like, invite you out, or, like, they're not gonna feel the desire to, like, want to be friends
keep
with
trying.
You, really, like, which sucks. But, sorry, I say you, but I mean, like, not you personally, you, but, like, you in general,
right.
You.
Like, both sides and, like, are very justified.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't want to be friends with people,
don't be friends.
Sure, don't offer things, but slow responses. Never respond again. JK. like, if you don't want to be friends with people, probably just be like, hey, I'm not at a place in my life where I can do this. You know, just be honest. Or, like, I don't know, just something. But if you want to be friends, like, you need to, you need to want them too. You need to want them back.
Just, like, the thing about, so, like, in college, I feel like it's obviously more about just, like, FOMO or, like, just the pressure to, like, be out all the time and, like, also prioritize being a student and all this stuff. And then in adulthood, it's, like, less about FOMO and it's more, like, it just becomes more about your boundaries and, like, being able to prioritize having, like, work-life balance and still fulfilling your responsibilities of being an adult and just, like, protecting your free time, because even if you may be free the time they're offering, like, maybe that was going to be your only free time, and, like, just because you're busy, like, you could still say, or just because you're not busy doesn't mean you have to say yes, kind of thing. Like, you can say no even if you're not busy. And if then red flag, guys, if they try to clock you for not actually being busy when they offered and you declined, like, run. Like, because, like, oh my gosh, like, why are you looking so deep into my life like that? Like, I have the right to say no. I don't have to be busy to say no to plans.
That's good,
you know. Ooh, weird.
Controversial.
But so, like, for me, a big thing in my experience in, like, college and then even, like, a little bit now is, like, how, like, sobriety plays a role in it. Because, like, I don't know, I've had some friends who are sober, and then, like, now for, like, health reasons, I'm not drinking, and, like, so many, like, gatherings and things are surrounded by drinking. And, like, I don't know, it's, like, in college especially, it's always a struggle, like, navigating, like, how to tell people you don't want to drink, or maybe trying to, like, see if, like, your friend group could hang out somewhere that's not a bar, and then, like, how you can be inclusive to your friends that are sober, because, like, say, like, now I'm not drinking, and if people ask me to go out, I might be, like, yeah, I'll go out to, like, dinner, and, like, maybe I'll follow you to the first bar, and I'll have, like, a soda, but then, like, I don't really want to be out for, like, hours and hours, and then I also don't want to just be, like, designated the DD every time just because I'm, like, sober by choice. Like, I don't want people to, like, you know, just, like, assume. But I feel like I do offer myself to DD more just because I know I won't be drinking. But it's just kind of like those things. Like, those are tricky things to navigate because you don't want people to take advantage of you, but you want them to be safe. And then you also want to still be included, even though you're not partaking in the one thing they're doing, you know? So, I don't know. It's always just tough.
Yep. Sorry.
Yep. So, no, you're good. I just kind of combined all those things into one little anecdote.
And no, I like
I don't
it.
Have that much of a solution. Besides just, like, if you do have friends that you know and have expressed that they don't want to drink, to not try to, like, don't try and twist their arm and convince them to drink anyways.
Yeah, and, like,
you know, I saw a TikTok recently that was, like, it really was, like, major red flag to me. It was, like, these girls, and they're, like, oh, let's go get drunk. And the other girl's, like, you know I'm not drinking. And she's just, like, do it anyways. And I'm, like, oh, my gosh, like, don't, like, if your friend tells you they're not drinking and they don't want to drink anymore, like, don't feed into, like, trying to get them to binge drink with you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, like, I get if it was, like, for the bit, but even then it's like, whoa, okay.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's not cute girl behavior.
Icky. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think I really have anything to add to that. Like, you said it all, and you said it well, so.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, yes. I know, I did.
I mean, like, I just think, like, just be aware and be a good listener to your friends, and, like, also, like, put in the effort of being a good friend and, like, supporting what they're doing. Like, still invite them out with you, because, like, you don't have to take somebody not wanting to drink as just not inviting them anymore. Like, maybe they still want to be invited, and maybe they'd still go, and maybe you could go somewhere that has, like, other activities, or you could say, hey, we can get dinner first and then go, so that there's still, like, activities for everybody to, like, mingle and talk and have fun.
Yeah, or maybe...
And obviously, so many people have fun going mm-hmm. to bars sober, too, but some people also, that could be a very triggering experience.
Yeah, if you're okay with going to bars and being sober, bring your own activities. Bring a coloring book or some crosswords. Bring Mad Libs. You'll be the life of the party.
Oh my gosh, wait, that would actually be so fun to bring Mad Libs to a bar.
That would be so funny. Imagine just like yelling out and be like, okay, give me a noun. And you get nouns from like,
oh, yeah, someone give me an adjective.
And then you read them out.
Open mic night.
That'd be so funny.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. But, like, there's, like, arcades. There's barcades. Like, you know, there's, like, very experience-driven places or, like, concerts or, like, somewhere where, like, everybody can have fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. This was a good topic. Wow. Sam, love it.
It was good. I felt really jumbled, and
you think
I tried
you
to
felt
like
jumbled.
Put all my notes in. I felt jumbled for real.
I was going rogue. No notes. LOL. Oh my gosh. I always say, and I always say, oh my gosh. No, literally when I edit, I like think about that every time. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so annoying. There we go again. Okay. So as always, we're gonna end with Song of the Week. So Sam, what is your Song of the Week?
Okay. My Song of the Week is Close My Eyes by the one and only Luke Hemmings.
Man, the myth, the official legend.
The official legend. We wish he was real.
We wish he was real.
It's so good. And I'm so, so excited for the rest of his new music to come out.
Oh my gosh. You want to know something really embarrassing?
Yeah.
I was looking through our texts the other day, just like for... you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. And in our texts, I see this picture that Sam sent me. And it's of this girl who, like, tweeted or said, or I can't remember exactly, but she said, I wish Luke Hemmings was real. And for the past...
TikTok comment.
Oh, yeah, TikTok comment. And the past couple weeks, I thought
you
I said
so
that.
Much. No. No, we've just been saying it because of her.
Yes, I know. And now I feel so, I'm like, oh my gosh, I've been taking credit in my head for this when I'm
for
like not clever like that. Oh my gosh. So that's so funny. But yeah, we wish Luke Hemmings was real. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. Oh my gosh.
Amazing.
My Song of the Week is Lifeline by Joshua Bassett. Oh, well.
Cry my eyes
I'm
out.
So glad
so
he
good.
Is real.
I'm so glad he is real. I'm so glad he's alive. And I'm so yes. glad that he wrote this beautiful song about his mother.
No, literally. So oh my gosh, no. When I was picking, I was like, oh my gosh, the Lifeline, the way he almost died.
No. Exactly.
I want to sob.
Such a good song.
It's so good. My Lifeline. Oh my gosh, it's so good. Ah, okay, I'm gonna listen to it after this, actually. Yeah, thank you so much for listening this far. And by this far, I mean all the way to the end. If you did.
Yeah.
You didn't, you don't hear this. But yes, thank you. We love you, we appreciate you. And we'd also love and appreciate it if you rated and reviewed us on whatever stream platform you use and followed us on whatever stream platform you use. And also follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod. I'm so glad I know it now because that was, like, really embarrassing for, like, a year not knowing it.
Back when you did it, right? Like, no, guys, I was sharing a design from my personal Canva to the Likewise Canva the other day, and I typed our email in wrong. Like, I like added more to our email than what our email actually is, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, why haven't we gotten it? And so then I had to like unshare it, because I was like, what if somebody does have that as an email? They're just gonna get my design. That's
so funny. Oh my gosh. Wow. Absolutely wild couple of days we've had here at Likewise.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
But yeah, this was really fun, Sam. Thank you again, and thank you always. Yeah, I hope you have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye.